Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Good morning, people. Hello, people. Whatever time of day it is, welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. Hope you're good. Hope you are well. Welcome to this, I don't know if I'll call it a bonus episode, but we had our episode released early in the week. So we have new episodes out every Tuesday. And we were talking about clutter. We've been talking about like decluttering. And we've had two episodes on that, but we didn't manage to finish, or rather I didn't manage to finish all the stuff I wanted to talk about. So I decided that I would do a bonus episode this week to just cover off the last bits of that, which are around the tips on decluttering. So for the sake of keeping things to time and making sure we get everything in, this is going to be quite a short podcast, but I want you to go back and listen to the first two episodes. I want you to listen to all the episodes of this podcast, but go back and listen to part one and part two on decluttering, the importance of it. We're not just talking from a physical perspective, but of course that's important. And then, you know, you can come listen to this one, or you can do it whichever way around. But thank you for joining me today. So we're going to go straight into it on decluttering. Now, decluttering is just really getting rid of clutter, of things that aren't necessary, where a situation might be messy or might not even be messy, but you just don't need those things in your life in that season. And I guess it's really important to figure out how to practice this in your life in whatever way. And when I say whatever way, I mean either physically, spiritually, psychologically, wherever you are at, it's important to keep on having this process where you go through a refining process. And, you know, this is, think about it as renewing your mind. Each time you renew your mind, you're removing old mindsets, removing old things and replacing it with the word of God, you know, in the context of renewing your mind. Now, if we want to think about, you know, why we should be decluttering and why it's important, I take it back to something that I always say is key, I believe, for a Christian, a human being to function. Like, you just, you know, it's especially for a Christian, right? This is key, that we understand our times and seasons. It is absolutely essential, in my opinion, to ensure we understand our times and seasons as Christians. If we don't, then we would be found just like swaying with the wind and swaying with, you know, any direction that, you know, we see ourselves in. Of course, Holy Spirit is the key, is the one who helps us understand our times and seasons, tells us what to do, shows us what to do, etc. But it's key for us to understand our times and seasons. And I talk about it on different layers, you know, in terms of how we understand our personal times and seasons, the time and season for the body of Christ as a whole, the environment in which we live in, or, you know, where we're called to, and just the world in general. What is the time and season? Where are we on the sort of, call it the Richter scale, the scale of things? Where are we? Because we know, you know, from the Bible, we see that there are times and seasons for everything. There's, you know, eras and things happen in different eras and different times, you know, before Jesus came, when Jesus was around, when he left, you know, when he left from that moment, we were in the last days, and, you know, that's where the last days started. And then with what we say now, in the last of the last days, or some people say the last of the last of the last of the last days. All right. So it's important we do. And as you understand that, then you understand the need for decluttering, because you understand, okay, I'm now in a season of this. This no longer is needed in my life, or this is not a season where this should be important, because decluttering also comes with prioritization as well. But yeah, we'll talk more maybe about the whole understanding times and seasons another time. I definitely want to delve into that more, but I want to delve into it first with the group on the Adia Talks prayer room. I really want to have a discussion about that. So if you're a lady and you are on fire for God and you want to find a community to connect with, of course, Adia Talks community is here for you, but for females, And this is just what the Lord's doing. So males, please have no, we pray for you guys too. Not saying you can't be part of it, but for the prayer room specifically, we have a prayer room on Facebook and we do some extra stuff in there, right? In terms of prayer, teaching, etc. So tips on decluttering is what we're talking about today. As I said, go back and listen to part one and two for all the other stuff around decluttering. Now, decluttering, if you want to actually get the most of it, and this is in any capacity, if you think about it. I use physical examples because that's what people can most relate to. But if you want to think about it physically, spiritually, psychologically, the first things first is you have to be real with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to remove your emotional ties to something or how you feel. And, you know, you have to get rid of all of those things or the sentiments. And be real in having the conversation with yourself and understanding where you are. Very closely aligned to that, I would say my term is be real with yourself and also forgive yourself, because sometimes we don't want to address things and we just keep them when they're clutter in our minds and in our lives. We don't want to address them because we can't forgive ourselves. So almost like you don't want to even open up those can of worms, but the can is still there in your cupboard and the can needs to go, but you just don't want to even open up the can of worms to get rid of, or you don't want to see the can because you want to forget. You know, you maybe there's a hurt, you know, there's something linked to that, or there's something you feel like you didn't do right or make the most out of, etc. But you need to be real with yourself and you need to forgive yourself. I think forgiving yourself is a whole other podcast in itself, but you really just need to be honest with yourself as to where am I right now. So let's just take an example. Let's just say financially, right? Maybe you've made some bad choices, bad decisions. I know I've definitely been there. You know, you in your younger life, maybe we don't get taught things on financial education, you know, in school. And, you know, sometimes even in households, you don't really get taught. In some you do, even in households that are well to do, you don't really get taught, you just get given money, you know, but you don't really get taught, you know, how to make money work for you or how to make good financial decisions and healthy financial decisions. So maybe you made wrong decisions in that area and you just feel like maybe you have debt and you don't want to even address it, or you're just there. So what happens is the debt is looming, it's clutter. And you probably have the ability, if you put a good plan together, to get rid of that clutter and put a plan in place to pay off the debt. But you just don't want to address it because it's just like, I just don't want to deal with these kind of worms. It's too much, like whatever, it's there. I'll just, you know, keep paying this minimum amount, where if you actually took the time out to break it down, you could actually make some better decisions and choices towards that. That's one example. There are many others. Imagine you clearing out your closet and you have the stuff in there that is like, oh, this person gave this to me, or I wore this when, or this is when, you know, maybe one old boyfriend gave you something, or this or that, and you're holding so much value to something and it really, you're not wearing it anymore and it really doesn't need to be there. Some of you have that with lots of things in your closet, and it causes you not to even see what's there, so you just keep on buying more. I think we spoke about this last time, and it's just there, but you're not being real with yourself, you know, you're not being honest with yourself. So you need to be real with yourself, forgive yourself. That's the first step in anything, psychologically, spiritually, all of that. You've made bad choices, whatever it is, you need to address those and just be honest and, you know, face it. You know, the first, dealing with the problem, one of the first steps is just admitting there is a problem and this is the problem. You know, this is the situation. Yes, I'm going to speak life to bring it to the real life and not keep it dead, but you know, there is a problem. So first thing to do is do that. Now, in doing that process, I would also say you want to consider, another tip is consider a change of scene. You know, more broadly, you can consider a change of scene overall. Maybe you need to move house, move whatever. But I would even say with making, when you think, okay, I want to really think about life and declutter, and I really sense that I need to do this because I've accumulated stuff which I should have declutterized. Just made that word up ages ago, you know, and you need to do that. Or even if you regularly do it, I think it's always good to have a change of scene. I'm a serial retreater, and I use my retreats for different things as the Lord leads, you know. And one of the, I think a recent retreat I went on, part of it was also this decluttering process, you know, where the Lord is highlighting things to me, of things I need to just break down and do and get rid of and change, you know. So consider a change of scene. If I did that now, you know, given that a lot of us have been at home for most of the year, some of us are really excited about being back at work, being back in a physical building, definitely me. But given a lot of us have been at home, we also had more time. Like my weekends have had more time being at home, not doing the stuff I would usually do outside, you know, but doing stuff at home and trying to be productive at home. But given that, we've probably had a bit more free time than normal. But what I found personally is that hasn't always caused me to declutter or to think about the things I needed to just because I'm at home and there's so many distractions and there's this to do and that to do and all of that. So a change of scene can sometimes help you break away from those things. It actually takes you out of the clutter, you know, and even anyway, physically, mentally, you're out of what you normally see and you're just in a different space, you know, somewhere nice, like a countryside, for instance, you're there and you are able to just like, because you're away from those things that would normally cloud your mind physically, it actually has a psychological impact as well. You are able to think things through properly. You're able to actually break things down. The emotional ties are not there as much because you're not in the space where maybe that is or what you're used to. So consider a change of scene. It might be difficult right now because we are in a situation of not being freely able to move as we normally do. But you know, whatever back at work for you, it might just be going to, you know, a hotel, albeit be careful with whatever you do, but just consider a change of scene, however you can do that to the best of your ability. Consider just going away, taking a couple of days away from your normal thing. Or maybe for some of you it's taking a day or two off. You might be home, but just a change of routine, like just stripping out your schedule, not being too busy, and just taking that time out to actually think, okay, I'm going to strip out everything and I'm just going to spend some time away from social media. That's a change of scene, away from TV or Netflix or whatever you're addicted to, because you need, some of you need to break those addictions, right? But away from those things, and I'm going to just sit with God, just with God in my journal, and just like play some like nice soaking music in your atmosphere, like change, shift your atmosphere. Some of you play things that really just bring all sorts of things to your space, but you know, clear the air basically. Just pray and, you know, place, you know, heavenly anointed music. I would recommend you play Your River by Moadia. I know, it seems like I'm plugging that. But, you know, music like that, that just is like connects you to God, is straight from the heart of God. That is just, you know, speaking the word of God and bringing it to life in your reality. Just have that in your background. Just sit with God and see what he's saying to you. And just, you know, do all of that. I'm going to go really quickly now because I'm starting to talk quite a bit. But another thing you want to think about is cleaning up your, I just put clean up and rearrange your apps. Now, I'm just being real because these are just tips on decluttering. A lot of us have apps on our phone that A, we don't need, we download it for some reason, or it's just messy. I had this as well. And it's just, in fact, this is one of the things I did on my retreat. It was just messy. It was like, you just have pages of apps, the apps for work, the apps for this, the apps for all of these things, and it's just messy. And it causes, sometimes it wastes your time because you're looking for something, where if you just put you know, things in order, then it would help, you would save time, and it would cause less pressure on your mind. You would actually, when you arrange things properly in order, you actually trick your mind. You bypass the thought of like, where is this app? I need to find it. I need to find it. What's the name of this app again? Let me search for it. Where if you have things in folders, which most phones do, and it may seem really easy, but trust me, there's so many little tricks you can do to your mind. If you have things in folders, then you know, this is the app for, this is my financial app. So if I'm looking for banking, money transfer, whatever, it's in here. If I'm looking for social media, I'm looking for my work apps, they're all grouped together. All I need to do is go in this folder, and you name the folders obviously appropriately, not to, you know, make them something that you would remember, so it's easy when you're looking for them. Little trick, trust me, it changes your mind. Now, clean out your space is the next thing I wrote. Clean out your space. 2020 has certainly shown us that we have a lot of stuff we don't need. A lot, you know, a lot of stuff we don't need. You have clothes, bags, shoes, stuff you really don't need. I literally used about 3 bags this year, or 4 maybe, this year. Most of them being those saddle bags that you just have on the side when you're going shopping, because if, oh, I'm going grocery shopping, with all your gloves and your mask and everything. And then one bag I've had for work. Literally, I've taken one bag to work this year, which is a big bag where I put everything I need in, and that's all I've used this year. From January when we were going to work every day to now where we're going, sparingly. But that's what I'm just pointing out is 2020 has shown us that we don't need half the stuff we have. I don't want to say how many of those bags I have, but I'm just saying like that's it's shown me like I'm like, what do I need all this stuff for? We've shown us most of us have worn from March, we've worn the same set of clothes, rotated them, every week on week, we're washing the same things or wearing the same things, comfortable clothing, whatever, So we have definitely grown to understand that and appreciate what we have and understand that stuff is really not necessary in terms of just accumulating stuff. I'm not saying you shouldn't have new stuff or whatever it is, but learn, get into the habit of like, giving out stuff as well. I had a friend who would always say if she buys something new, she gives out two things from her wardrobe. So that's like a system. You can form different systems like that. Or you could just say, look, I'm just going to do a big declutter now and I'm going to commit to doing this every 6 months. I'm not going to buy anything new that I don't need. All of that. And you can find different creative ways of getting rid of stuff. Obviously, you can give stuff out to charity shops. You can find younger people. When I say younger, it's not because it's take my secondhand stuff. It's more so from my perspective, maybe it doesn't fit me anymore, or it's not the sort of thing I would wear, and you can give them that. Obviously, if it's clothing that you just don't think is appropriate, then just get rid of it. But like, give it out to charities, give to younger people, people you mentor, all sorts of things. There's stuff which is, brand new, whatever. I'm definitely in that camp of like things with tags and all of that, and you definitely give them out or even find creative ways. Another thing I do is sell stuff on eBay. If you want my eBay shop details, message me. But yes, I do that because sometimes some of us buy things, we don't return them, even though we knew we should have returned them. We missed the deadline because we were so busy with clutter. This is the thing, what clutter does, it has a cycle. You're so busy with clutter, you forgot to return it, etc. Put them on eBay. There are other apps and other platforms out there. eBay is the one I use anyway, but put them on there to get rid of them, to sell them. Other people may be interested in buying them, and if after a while, give them out, like figure out basically that their ways of getting rid of stuff, right? So don't, hang on to things. I've also been one. The thing is way too small. I was like, I used to be able to fit into this. I used to wear this. And it's like, I'm convincing myself that I'm going to go back to that size. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not going to, because I'm going to. But it doesn't mean that I need to. If that's a motivation for you, maybe keep one or two things in that camp so that maybe that's what helps you visually to think, okay, I want to lose weight. I want to be healthier, etc. But don't hold on to things, because even if you get back to that size, the likely chance that you're going to remember to wear all those clothes is very unlikely. And then it's whether you're going to go back to that size in the same way as well. Your body changes over time. Okay, stuff to also think about doing is consolidating your email, clean out your emails. Some of us have several email addresses for different reasons because we have different streams and different things we do. Consider getting help, but that'll be a different discussion, right, as well. But consider also consolidating your email. I don't know if there's a platform out there, and you guys might know. If you do, please send me a message. But I was like, if I was a technologist, I would definitely be looking to create this. So this is an idea out there for you guys. You know how people have several different emails for different reasons? You have it for your business, your this, your that, different aspects, right? You have a personal one. Right. So you keep on, you have them on your phone as all these different emails you're logged into, and you keep checking them. It would be so nice if you had a da an app which was like a dashboard that consolidated everything, and you could just look at that one thing every day to see this is where it is, this is what it came from. And but I'm not a technologist, I don't know if that exists. But what I'm saying is that clean out your email, especially if you have a lot. Consider actually cutting them down, and figuring out how you can consolidate them. If that's not possible, consider, I think there's stuff like auto forwarding you can do as well. Maybe you can auto forward emails from one to another. Again, if that's not possible, just consider cleaning them out regularly. If you do a big cleanup now, that's great, but consider having a habit. So I have a habit of, okay, a specific email. I never want my emails to exceed a certain number of stuff that is outstanding. So I just go in and clean out. I have a habit of every week, you know, I get emails for something, some stuff I join daily. Oh, this is the link. Join this, join this, join that. I have a habit of just going in and clearing everything out, you know. So just, it will take you 5 minutes. 5-10 minutes in a week if you commit to doing that over time. If you do a big clean out and then over time just do 5-10 minutes a week of just doing that. Just have some time to sit with yourself and clean up those things you need to clean up. Reply to emails, clean up emails, because some of us miss opportunities because emails are there, we've not read them, or we read them and we mentally say we're going to reply, but we get so overwhelmed because of more clutter, etc. So that's another thing to do. In that same vein, unsubscribe to emails that you don't need. Make sure you do that, because a lot of us are just signed up to things we don't need. When you buy stuff, sometimes they automatically sign you up to stuff. So unsubscribe, take some time out to do that. Unsubscribe as well to apps, delete your apps, you know, that way of arranging. Delete apps that you no longer need or you never needed in the first place. Just delete them, seriously. And in doing that, let me actually tell you something to do. Because I'm very guilty of this. Sometimes we get an app and it's like, oh, it's free for the first month. And you're like, oh, good, I'll do it. And then you don't realize that you've got this app and you're still paying. You don't use it. You downloaded it for the first month, used it once, and it just didn't really rock your boat. But you forgot to not, you know, remove the subscription. So you just find out you've been paying for it for 3 months. And you're like, what on earth is going on here? You know, you get your iTunes your iTunes receipt and you're like, what is this about, right? You know, you want to do that. So that's what you want to manage your apps. So that's what I'm saying. Just, you have to commit to spending some time to just clean out, to prevent stuff from accumulating. So consider also, like, you know, doing that as well. I did that as well, and I found that I saved a whole bunch of money of just, you know, things I've just subscribed to. As well, in that same vein, downsizing your monthly payments as well for different things. We pay for different things sometimes and it just accumulates and we don't realize. I actually did this again on my retreat. I made a list of all the monthly payments I knew about. I went through my email, made a list of all the things I'm subscribed to on PayPal, on this, different things. Some of us pay, you know, this, we pay for Dropbox, we pay for WeTransfer, we pay for, well, you could literally consolidate all those things. You know, WeTransfer, Dropbox, Google Drive, you know, iTunes, or Apple extra storage space, right? You know, you don't need all of those things. You could actually smartly consolidate them. And they seem really, you know, not that big or significant, because it's like, oh, it's like $7.99 or $2.99 or whatever. Trust me, it adds up. It really does add up. And if you put that money together, even if it didn't mean anything to you, if you got it all together, you could put it towards something else. You could give it out. You could donate it to something, you know, but consider that, you know, just stripping all of that away. Even when you do that, maybe take that money that you would have spent on something and consider just having it in a savings. Like, okay, yeah, I used to spend an extra £30 or £40 a month. Therefore, I'm going to make sure £30-40 a month, I'm going to divert it, because, you know, that's money that you don't actually need in your day to day because you've been, you know, spending it on these things. Now you've done that, put it towards your savings. Like, let it just be going into a savings account there and accumulating. And, you know, obviously there's a different, you can do different things financially with your money. So that's a different discussion completely. But downsize those payments. Like, look at the payments you're making. Look at the payments you're making and the donations you're making. Nothing wrong with donations, but look at them. Is it really a season where you should still be doing that? Ask God to help you. Show him where that needs to be diverted, where you need to increase, decrease, whatever reason. Like, let the Lord guide you accordingly. But do that, consolidate. Another thing is, stop making emotional decisions. I think we've spoken about that in everything, right? You just cannot afford to make any more emotional decisions. Break away from letting your emotions lead you. Your emotions are triggers to things. They're not to be ignored. They're not, you know, they're not without your reason, but they are not the lead for you making decisions. They're a trigger to maybe show you something, but you don't make decisions based on emotions. So let us say to yourself, I am no longer going to make emotional decisions, not going to make decisions based on, you know, impulsive buying, or just, oh, I just I'm tied to this, or I only did this because it's this person. Like, stop making emotional decisions. Let the Spirit of the Lord lead you and use your emotions for what they're meant for. They're not meant to be the ones that lead you. You know, think about those emotional decisions we made in the past and how much heartbreak some of those things have caused us, right? So stop making emotional decisions. And then another key word I would say is consolidate as much as possible. Consolidate, consolidate, consolidate. Let that be another key word. And then my last key word on this would be delegating. Get help where you need help. Make sure you seek out help where you need it. Get people to help you. Hire somebody. I found this app, which I haven't used yet, but it's excellent because a friend and I were talking about this. You know, sometimes we need to get interns to just help us with certain things. And what you're doing with those interns is that you are actually helping them because you're giving them skills they need. I remember when I was an intern, but you know, now we have things digitally and the way everything is set up across the world, you can actually just hire somebody to help with certain elements of what you need. So consider getting an intern, somebody to help you, hiring an assistant. Don't think of it as, oh, it's only these people that get assistance. There may be little things, you know, you just need done, someone to help you 5 hours a week on research you need to do, whatever it is you need to do. Because a lot of us, you know, we're not just designed to just go to work, do one thing. We're doing other things. We have ministries, we have, you know, books, other things the Lord has given us. So we want to make sure we're being wise and using that. And we're not, you know, sometimes we're so overwhelmed with other things that it may cause us not to be able to do things to the best of our ability. So those are my tips I want to leave you with. I want to thank you for joining me today. People, sorry, sincere apologies for that technical glitch. But as I was saying, thank you so much for joining us today. I want you to just take some time to reflect on everything we have spoken about concerning decluttering, the benefits for you, how you want to go about it. If you look on our Instagram page, we are very shortly, by the time you probably check this out, it would be there. We're going to have a post up, which is just our tips on decluttering, just to share with you guys, so you can take that away and actually start to action them. I think, you know, this is really a key time to think about, you know, how you want to go about doing this, because we are wrapping up 2020 as we know it. You know, so this is a good time to actually use the time between now and the end of 2020. And even if you're celebrating, I guess, the new year from a Jewish perspective, to actually declutter and use this as a time to get rid of things and prepare yourself to springboard into the new year coming. So I want to thank you again for joining me today. I hope this blessed you. I love you guys. Make sure you share this with somebody. Give us some feedback. We want to hear from you. Leave us a comment, because it helps, you know, people know about this podcast, and you know, you're blessing other people with what you've been blessed by. So thank you so much. Take care. God bless, and enjoy the rest of your day. Before I go, actually, I want to quickly mention that next week we are starting our new series, which is going to be on stories of faith. So we have a monthly theme in our idea talks, particularly in our prayer room. November is our month of faith right now, and our month of favor, but we're sort of springboarding into that and preparing you for faith, because faith is such a big thing to unpack. So we're starting our month of our stories of faith next week. So you want to catch that. I have some amazing guests who are going to be telling us about their faith and things they did and things that would really encourage you. I tell you, recording these, I was so gingered, no lie, about this. So look out for that coming out next week. Take care and bye. God bless you. This is a final bye for this week. Take care. Enjoy your weekend. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four? And make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Idea Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Idea Talks. You can also head to our website, ideatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life.
So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.